Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Let's have a look on the schedule. Ah, there's a booking in the function room. Against that's set up there. It's always me and Dad at Christmas. It's quite nice that there'll be other people in. And let's see what's in there. Is it a birthday or a Christmas bash or something? Surprise! Happy Christmas, Robbie! You hide out the function room.
Yeah, yeah.
Detail for that's you.
Yeah, that's right. Me. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. What for? Yeah.
For our Christmas party.
Right.
I've put a lot of work into
it. You hired out a room in the pub for the pub Christmas party.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We could have just had it. Why? How much did it cost?
It's 400 quid.
Yeah, we are quite pricey, aren't we? It's for such a small function room.
Yeah.
It's quite...
That's the cost in the correct realm. Inflation's a lot higher here, isn't it?
Didn't think anyone would book it out on Christmas Day, but there we are. Well, Merry Christmas.
Thanks, mate.
I guess.
Yeah.
Who's coming? Oh, I get it. You invite all the guests from the year that have been on before. We're going to have Finn Taylor on. We have Bambino Becky, John Baird, Sophie Duker. Everyone's turning up, yeah?
Well, they might. They might. I mean, I didn't invite them personally. I thought, it's just me and you.
So when you say they might, they probably won't, will they? Quite a coincidence.
It's pretty unlikely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Cool. Okay.
Well, look, here we are. We might as well enjoy it.
So we find out the room. I've seen you put some decorations. It does look quite nice. Is that, did you make that paper mache nativity yourself?
I did.
Yeah.
I started that in September.
Jesus is massive.
Yeah, I know. Well, at first I thought I might do everything in real sort of one-to-one scale.
Yeah.
And after I finished Jesus, it was late November.
So like only his arm fits in the stable.
Yeah.
The manger.
Oh, yeah.
Well. Okay. Nice effort.
Thank you.
You're going to paint it or just leave it as newspaper?
Well, it's Christmas Day now, so I'm going to have to.
Okay.
But maybe I'll jazz it up for next year if we're still here.
How ominous sounding. Drinks. I presume you'll be ordering drinks in the bar then?
No. Everything is provided here.
Right.
What I thought we'd do.
You brought your own drinks to a pub.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Not sure that's allowed, but I'll check the terms and conditions.
Yeah. I thought what we'd do, as it's Christmas, is I've done a bit of shopping.
Right.
And we're going to test out some Christmassy foods and snacks and drinks.
Okay, now I'm interested.
Right here
in the
function room.
Yeah, the function room of the Moon Underwater.
Yeah. And the first thing I've done, as you can see, in the middle of the table.
Yep.
I've got...
Is that a...
It's an...
diffuser.
It's an Airwick mulled wine with clementine and spice reed diffuser.
I'm not drinking that.
No, that's just for the Atmos.
The smell.
The odour.
I think it takes a while for the reed diffuser to soak.
You can smell the mulled wine.
I can't really, can you?
Yeah, I can.
I've not got a very good sense of smell. Also...
It's yellow, isn't it? It's not the colour you expect from mulled wine.
No. Put a bit of food dye in that, couldn't they?
Yeah.
Better. Well, that's good. Is that all you brought?
So that's one thing.
Well, that's lovely.
But I have brought mulled wine, of course, because it is Christmas.
I think maybe the smell you can smell might be the mulled wine rather than mulled wine diffuser. You only really need a fake smell if you don't have the actual smell there.
And I have been mulling this wine for the last couple of hours.
Okay. Yeah,
I definitely didn't go and boil it in the microwave downstairs.
Okay, that's good to know.
So should we try the first one?
Yeah.
We have got, I'll hand you the bottle so you can have a look, 3 mils spiced clementine mulled wine, 5%.
So this is mulled wine that comes in a bottle and you don't have to add your own spice. No. It's not hard to make your own mulled wine, Dan, if you want to try next year, maybe. you can just put some things in with wine.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep, mulled wine. 5% volume.
Yeah. So not too strong.
No, not too strong at all. This one here?
Yep.
First one. Well, it's nice and warm. Oh, very clovey from smell.
It is, extremely. Can you smell the clementines?
Yeah, I'm getting clementines there. Have a little taste. That's lovely. That's very clementiney. That's very nice.
Very orangey.
Yeah, that's like a sort of clovey, winey orange juice. Yeah, big fan of that.
That's really nice.
So what is it again? It's
3 mils.
3 mils. It's like some, that's not just like your supermarket mulled wine. That's a branded mulled wine.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah. I pushed the boat out. Oh. The producer was trying to get me to buy the £3 ones, and I went, no.
How much did you spend?
£5.
Nice.
No, I think it was £6, actually.
Whoa.
Double what he requested.
Let's see where your expenses get signed off. Spiced clementine mulled wine. So this is actually clementine focus, hence the the very clementine heavy taste to it. It's very nice.
Are you a clementine eating fan at Christmas? Do you get
Satsuma?
You're a Satsuma.
I believe Satsuma is the correct one, really. Yeah. People.
Yes, they are, really, aren't they?
Yeah, Christmas, I think people just think they're interchangeable, clementines, tangerines, and Satsumas. They're not. They're very much not. Satsumas are miles ahead. If anything, for how easy they are to peel.
Now, I think you might be right with this, and she won't thank me for sharing this, but my editor that I'm currently working with, Bex, she was talking about how much she loves Satsumas the other week.
Yep.
So at lunchtime, when I was getting my lunch, I thought, sometimes I get an apple or something, I thought, oh, no, I'll buy a bag of something from the orange family, and I bought some easy peelers.
Yeah.
I was like, they're basically Satsumas. No. And I brought them back and she kind of looked at me and then went, oh, you think I'm really fussy now, but like, I don't eat those. I only eat Satsumas. 100%
on her side. 100% with her there. Not going against those things, but you have not done what you were went out to do.
No, I failed, didn't I?
Yeah. Just because it looks a bit like it doesn't count.
Just the same colour.
Yeah. No, we can't. Yeah, that one works. So yeah, I'm 100% on her side. So this is going down very well. This
it is, isn't it? Really nice.
Oh.
Are you a big hot wine, glue vine, mulled wine man
in the winter?
Yes.
Ski resorts. Oh. It's a must. I love it. Glue vine in Austria. Van Schoo in France.
Yeah.
Don't know what it is in Italy.
No, I don't either.
Don't know what it is.
In Andorra. I do know what it is in Romanian, and now I've forgotten it. It'll come back to me.
Okay.
I'll try and remember.
But yeah, I think it's a great thing in a ski resort, particularly if you're a bit warm. Sometimes I'll be outside eating. The only thing is, when you get the mulled wine, if you're outside in a mountain, it can be very hot first. You can't drink it straight away. Don't leave it too long. This here will last a while because you're inside. There, leave it 5 minutes. It's just cold, weird tasting wine.
Yeah.
Not as good. No. You need to make sure you get it down at the optimum temperature. You've got a limited drinking window in a ski resort. It's the only downside of it.
And also, I guess it's very cold. It loses its temperature very quickly.
Yes. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's pretty good. You've got a second mulled wine.
So there's
there.
A second one. And we've been talking a lot on the pod this year.
Yep.
We've embraced the non-alcohol options revolution, haven't we?
Beers, yeah, non-alcoholic beers.
Now this is a non-alcoholic mulled wine from Sweden.
Oh,
Godjul Glug.
Wow.
Yeah, I can't tell you what it says on the back because it is all in Swedish.
So how did you get this? Did you go to Sweden?
Ocado.
Okay, that looks alcohol-free.
Do you want to have a look at that?
Yeah,
it's got a lovely Christmassy, sort of traditional Christmassy decoration to it, hasn't it? Red with a sort of white snowflakey trim.
I'm interested. Right, I'm going to taste that one now.
So I've never had
a smell first.
Non-alcoholic.
No, I never
mulled wine.
This tastes very spicy. Smells very spicy.
More flowery than the other one, I think.
Yep. Quite what that is that I can smell. Clovey again, as you expect.
Yeah.
It's a little taste.
A bit of lavender kind of smell.
Oh, yeah. It tastes like Palmer Violets.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Is it Palmer Violets sweets?
It's quite
sweet. It's not a bad thing. It's quite sweet. Have another sip. Doesn't taste especially alcoholic. I imagine not being alcoholic.
No.
Might be some other things. But what I found from a recent video on my YouTube channel of tasting different non-alcoholic beers, and some do taste like you're having alcohol and some do just don't taste anything like like alcoholic beer.
Slightly smoky aftertaste.
Yeah.
Is that me?
Yes. Yeah, smoky. It's very nice.
It is nice.
It is nice.
If I was given that,
yep,
you know, when I was out carol singing around the correct realm.
Yep, which as you're known to do. What is the song that you're, what's your favourite to belt out?
It's O Come All Ye Faithful, of course.
Give us a quick burst.
O come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. O come ye to Bethlehem.
Yeah. I like O Come All Ye Faithful.
Yeah, it's good.
It's an absolute banger because there's a bit where it goes a bit hardcore, doesn't it? You start off like that. Da, 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 da.
It does.
Yeah, absolute banger.
Yeah, great one.
I always think I should go to a church to listen to hymns because I like the hymns.
Yeah.
Not religious, but I like to go along.
I did go to the old Midnight Mass for a few years at one point.
I did when I was like about 19 with friends of religious. I wanted to go along to go to the pub for a bit.
Yeah.
Knock a few pints down and then head over to the Midnight Mass.
Well, Sophie Duke had told us, didn't she, about the time it was she'd go to Midnight Mass and then stole a big Christmas tree afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go then.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us. MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Would you like a snack with your wine? Got snacks.
So not only are you not using the beers provided here, the booze provided here, you're using bring your own food in.
Yep.
Okay. I suppose £400 you can do what you like.
Now, these
crisps, Stan.
M&S collection hand-cooked crisps, pigs in blankets.
Oh, you won't be wanting to eat those.
No, I've checked.
Are they actually? Do they actually contain meat?
They have
in them?
Pig extract. Yeah,
they're going to say pig excrement.
Excrement. I don't have that.
Pork sausage extract.
Yeah. So you're going to have to taste those and report back.
Open them. Yeah. Very annoying. I'm going to put some outside here just to slightly disrespect this mid underwater table. Just like a mess. Let's have a little taste. Okay. So, have your taste now.
Sounds like a good crunch.
Like ASMR, this, isn't it?
Mm.
It's very nice. The thing about pigs in blankets is it's two different tastes. It's your bacon and your sausage.
Yep.
I don't know how you can do that with one layer of crisp. Let me have another taste. It tastes vaguely
piggish.
Porkish? Piggish? Porkish, maybe, yeah. It's nice. It's very nice. And I'll continue eating them, much to the annoyance of the listeners, the remainder of the podcast.
Crunch. Well, I own your microphone. Hmm. I have a slight issue with the name pigs in blankets. Because if I think
it's a blanket of their own flesh.
Yeah. And I think of pigs in blankets, I immediately go to piglets.
Yeah.
Like tiny ones that you might see in cartoons, all snuggled up in blankets, all snuggly and warm. And what it actually means is, as you say, bits of their own flesh. And the blankets are hot because they've been roasted together.
Yeah, I find a lot of food things like that a bit weird. Mm. Like when if you're making your own chicken nuggets, you might get like a bit of chicken and then you'll get like a bit of egg to brush over it. So you're basically getting like the, I don't know. It's probably not the best festive thing to get into, but you're then brushing that over a bit of the, Anyway, crisps are nice, so happy days.
In your house at Christmas then, Robbie, or around the pub, do you have snacks out for family and guests? And if so,
on Christmas Day or in general?
Maybe Christmas Day and maybe the days leading up to.
We're having a Christmas party on 23rd of December.
Yep.
The same last year. I do a lot of food cooking for that. We'll get some crisps and things like that as well, but I'll do a lot of preparation. A lot of it's from Nigella's Christmas book because she's the best person at Christmas in the world. She's won Christmas.
Yeah.
So, don't get me wrong, I dabble into a bit of Delia as well. But,
oh, yeah, she's good for Christmas as well.
So I do that. So I do I like cooking for people.
Mm.
I live in a house of fussy eaters.
Right.
Mostly. Well, not quite. The boys aren't too bad. Like, my daughter Kitty's is quite fussy.
Okay.
My wife is pescatarian.
Yep.
A little bit of fish, but mostly vegetarian, who doesn't like mushrooms or aubergines. So there's like three.
Yeah.
There's pasta.
That's tricky.
Pasta left.
Yeah. What will she have on her Christmas dinner?
I will make a nut roast.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I will cook the potatoes with duck fat and she will eat them.
Okay.
Because
it's once a year.
Well, no, this happened once. The reason this happened is Preston. If someone came around who was vegetarian, I would not be serving them animal products.
Yep. For that.
But we were in a situation once years ago where we had a pub in Shoreditch. I was in a pub. It was before we had kids. She came to me. I was with some friends. She came to meet us and I'd already ordered some chips. And she said, can I have a chip? And I said, you can do, but they're like triple cooked in duck fat. She went, right. I said, what I will say though is they are probably the best chips I've ever had. And she ate the chips.
Yep.
And from that point on, it's like, right, play on. So there you go. If she objected heavily, it's very much a sort of don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah.
But again, I cannot stress enough, I would not do that to someone else who isn't just a fuzzy eater, essentially.
Me and my wife are like that when we go to France and we both big fans of the French onion soup, which we'll also be having as a starter on Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. Is that wrong?
No.
Very, very much the same. Don't ask, don't tell. They're probably using beef stock for their French onion soup in Paris. But we just pretend
it's fine
that it's vegetarian because we love it so much. Yeah,
fair enough. It's good French onion soup.
Very nice.
Prawn cocktail might do for starters. But again, there's not that many of them will have. I'm looking at maybe me and the two boys might eat it.
And your party.
Yep.
Will you? This is, you're going to buffet that, I imagine. It's not going to be a sit down.
Yeah, buffet it up. I make a lot of little canapé type things and things like that. But in the Nigella book, there is a recipe for fully loaded potato skins with like potato, where you bake the skins and then you get the mashed potato, potato from it, mash it up with like cheese and creme fraiche.
Oh,
and bacon, but you can leave out the bacon. I left out the bacon to make it a bit more inclusive. That is one of the nicest things I've ever eaten.
Oh, so nice.
Would love thoroughly that. Recommend it.
Okay, that's good. I will be also using the Delia, just to say that she does the good Christmas stuff as well. I'll be using the luxury fish pie. That will be our main course.
Oh, lovely.
Very nice. I mean, it's rammed with creme fraiche and butter.
Yep.
But
brilliant.
Absolutely delicious.
Have you made any Christmas foods yet? No. In advance?
In advance, I leave that to my mum's. We'll go to my mum's for a couple of days.
Okay.
She'll make an excellent Christmas cake.
Oh.
Very good. But I'm the same. My wife and child both don't like it. So she has to make me one just for me. It's a small one, but it's still like about 10 slices.
It's a lot of work to make a Christmas cake.
Well, she makes another one, I think, to keep at her house for my dad and guests, but I'll have one to take back to London with me.
Okay. So I've made a Christmas pudding.
Nice.
I've made a couple of other Christmas puddings as well.
Yep.
Because if you're getting a bottle of fancy sherry for it, as the recipe calls for, I can't remember what type of it is, Pedro something or other, Jimenez or something like that.
Yep.
Sherry.
Place for Spurs, I think. Yep.
if you've got that, then you might as well just make a bit more. So we made one big Christmas pudding that we're having. We made that's a 3-pint tub.
Yep.
A 2-pint tub that we gave to some friends.
Oh, nice.
And a 1-pint tub pudding basin that we've given to our next door neighbours. An old couple.
Made
a few of those. And also, this year I've expanded my Christmas chutney game. I've got 10 little jars of Christmas chutney that I'll be giving out to neighbours and anyone else who comes around then.
Makes it Christmas?
Cranberries.
Oh.
Mostly. Spices of Christmas feel.
And you'll put that with anything, I guess.
Yeah, it's like sort of apple and... Look, people can do with it what they will. I'll keep a jar back for myself. Maybe have it with like some ham or something like that.
When you just said to keep a jar back for myself, I just had a vision of you late at night when everyone else has gone to bed, spooning it into your mouth.
Spooning chutney into my mouth. No. I will be a civilized chutney eating sort of thing. Obviously, I'm also having a peel around for New Year's Eve. So
it's going to be a busy household.
I love it. I love cooking at Christmas.
Yeah.
My favorite thing.
It is good.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. So that's going to be really good fun. This is very nice.
Wine. It is, isn't it? I need to heat up some more.
I've brought something as well.
Have you? Oh, I was going to say, do you want a snack or what have you brought?
Well, it's not a snack. It's a drink.
Oh, well, let's have a look.
Because it's sort of been slightly upset by Godjul Glog, but
as
we've been discussing, we've done a lot of chat about alcohol-free beer.
Yeah.
However, I'm just reaching over into my bag from over here.
This is exciting.
It's exciting, isn't it? A company got in touch with me and said, Rob, you're talking a lot about alcohol-free beer. Have you been trying alcohol-free wine? And a company called Iceberg, that I reckon probably means iceberg.
Yeah, I think so.
E-I-S-B-E-R-G. Yeah. They've sent me a variety of alcohol-free wines. I bought the Merlot. So it's 0.0% ABV.
Wow.
So we can now have a go. It's because alcohol-free wine-based drink, it's called. 29 calories per glass.
Is that it?
Good for the figure.
Very good.
Get you in that little cocktail dress this Christmas, Dan. Right, I'm going to pour a bit out for you.
Okay, thank you.
Let's have a little taste of this. I've not had any of it yet, so Iceberg will hopefully be nice. And if it isn't, it's awkward.
It's normally drunk out of half pint glasses, yeah?
Yeah. That's the traditional Iceberg way of doing it.
Yep.
Cheers.
Skål.
Right, a little smell. I've not got a very good sense of smell. I can't really smell very much from that.
No.
Can you smell much from that?
No.
It's the Merlot. Let's have a taste. I like it. It tastes non-alcoholic.
Yeah, it tastes... Yeah, there's that hint of sort of grape juicy...
Yeah.
But it's got something, though.
Very drinkable. I like that. Mm. It's still got the slightly tanniny mouth yes. feel to it, isn't it? Sort of thing.
I can feel that sort of just coating.
Of fuzz coating my yeah. teeth.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing. It doesn't yeah. sound like it is, but it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind that at all, Dan.
It feels...
Can you see how it goes with Chris?
I was going to say slightly thinner, but I'm not sure that's true.
No, I think it's just... It doesn't taste as alcoholic.
No.
It isn't.
But I would definitely drink that as another option with dinner.
Yeah.
If I think I don't want an alcoholic thing, I'd yeah. definitely have that.
And they do very different reds. They do whites. They do sparklings as well. So I've got a few at home. So we'll try some of those.
The more you drink it, a bit of cranberry in there, is there? Are you getting cranberry?
Yeah, a bit cranberry-y. Cranberry, yeah. It's very Christmassy. Mm. I like that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'd happily drink that out and about.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, thank you, mate.
There we go.
Very nice.
Lovely as it is, I'm going to have a bit more of the alcohol that yeah. we've got on the table here.
The actual alcohol, yeah.
Isn't that this one? Yeah, the spiced clementine. Yeah. So what you got there, Dan?
Well, would you like
a snack?
I mean, these are cheeselets, but they've been renamed treeslets.
I don't know what cheeselets anyway.
I think they're pretty much mini cheddars. In a different shape of a Christmas
Jacob's
tree.
Jacob's make the cheddars?
Yeah. Ooh.
Oh, threw them on the floor. Had a bit. Sorry, everyone. 5% wine.
yeah, they do. They make the mini cheddars and they make twiglets. And this is another. Look at that. Look at party party box that is.
That is very festive, Dan. You put a lot of effort into this party. First of all, when I walked in, I thought, what is going on here? But you've got very good theming.
Thanks, mate.
Let me just pull this.
It's lovely, isn't it?
We've got a little seal here, a little foil seal. And yeah, they're like tiny Christmas trees, tiny biscuity Christmas trees. There, I'll pass that over to you, Dan.
Mm. Yep.
Have some treeslets.
Some of these. Oven baked.
Yep.
Tick, it says on the back.
Yeah, they taste like mini cheddars.
Mini cheddars.
But trees. Do you want to say a bit more cheesy, perhaps, than mini cheddars?
I haven't had mini cheddars for years.
I like those. Where will you start drinking Christmas Day, Dan?
My sister's going to come round, my mum and dad's, and then we'll have brunch. Salmon and eggs and mushrooms and tomatoes.
Bucks fizz, maybe?
And the Bucks fizz will come out for sure.
Nice.
Yeah.
I maybe need to look into getting in some fizzy wine for that.
Yeah, very nice. And I'm going to try for the first time this year. I read Stanley Tucci's Taste.
Oh, how
which
is it?
It's really, really good. And it's sort of, it's kind of a memoir and about his life, but he doesn't really talk about his films very much at all.
Right.
And it's much more about food. And then... If you don't know much about Stanley Tucci...
I don't.
And he doesn't broadcast it. There's quite a big twist towards the end about why it's about food that I didn't know about and didn't see coming, which is really nice, which I won't reveal because it is really good.
Yeah.
And it explains quite a lot. And throughout the book, he has recipes for his favourite foods that he cooks at home or his mum cooked, or recipes from Italy, obviously his family originally from Italy. And the ones that are veggie, I've done all of them. They're all amazing.
Mm.
But he also does cocktails. So I got into Negronis after reading that.
Right.
So I make my own Negronis. And he's got a Christmas cocktail, which is like a cosmopolitan with a sort of pomegranate twist. So I've bought all the ingredients for that. And we're going to have Stanley Tucci's Christmas cocktail.
Now, when I was growing up on the Isle of Sheppey, we had some neighbours across the road, the Hutleys. Lovely couple, both dead now, sadly. But they were sort of just about retiring age when we were little kids, sort of thing. And Mr. Hutley, I remember when we were kids, Mr. Hutley made this Christmas cocktail. And it was fabled because it was like this drink.
Mm.
Champagne was the mixer in it. And I remember it had green chartreuse in it. I don't know what else it had in it. But it was this thing. And I remember my mum would say to me, like, I'm going to tell Mr. Hutley we're driving later so I don't have to have any of this drink. and all this sort of stuff. And
was it fable because it wasn't very nice or because it was very strong?
No, because it was supposedly tasted really easy drinking sort of thing, but you just got smashed. And we would see adults have two glasses of this and be absolutely wasted at like 10 a.m. And so we were there. This would happen. Eventually, the adults beat Mr. Hutley down and said, "Look, no, we can't have this drink anymore." And it stopped for years, from my like teenage years onwards. And then when I was like 18, I came back from uni.
Yeah.
I said to Mr. Hutley, "What happened to that Christmas drink cocktail you used to do?" And you could just see all the adults. Like, just seize up, like, "No, what has he done?"
And did his eye,
and his
did
eyes his eyes lit yeah. up. And he said, "I'll make it next year." And he did. And he made it. And it's absolutely fantastic. And I would love, I'm going to try and get in touch with one of his daughters and see if either of them have the
a legacy recipe
for it, because it was incredible. And I had it as an adult and it just tastes like a nice, like, slightly sort of flavored champagne sort of thing. Lovely little flavours in there sort of thing. And you're smashing two glasses. Absolutely phenomenal. Mr. Hutley's Christmas drink. If I do manage to get the recipe, I will share it here so it can live on.
Yeah. That's a great name for a cocktail. Mr. Hutley's Christmas drink.
Yeah.
I can imagine that being on the side of a bottle.
Maybe I can make a... No, because I think you have to make it fresh. You can't have a bottle version of it, I think. We'll take legal action against anyone who tries to commercialise
Mr. Hutley's Christmas drink. Yeah.
But yeah, I'm going to message my mum and get her to try and source the recipe. That's my little aim. But yeah, good little Christmas drink. Do you have any Christmas traditions as a family?
Christmas traditions. We don't have any major ones, I don't think. We have things like, I think when we were younger, Mum and Dad just couldn't hold particularly my brother back, so presents were just ripped open even before breakfast, I think. Right. Whereas now everyone's a bit more circumspect. So we have brunch, and then probably Leo will get a stocking before, so he's had stuff already from Santa, yeah. And then we'll open some presents. The brunch has become a big thing in our house. Yeah,
that's nice. I'm going to do a brunch. Yeah. We used to have the tradition of going across to the Hutleys for Christmas. Yeah. No, we don't have that. But now I think going to the pub at lunch has become our Christmas tradition now.
That's nice.
That is nice. That's lovely indeed. Is that it for the party time? Have you got any other
stuff? Pretty much. I've just got a little thing for you, Robbie.
Have you?
We were talking the other day about what we like to drink at Christmas.
Yeah.
In a pub, we were talking about, something nice and a nice Christmassy drink that you'd take your time over, a beer. And I found this can in a shop, and I thought you might like it. This is brewed by Hamerton in London.
Who make Zed, my favourite non-alcoholic
exactly.
beer.
Yeah, exactly. And it is a chocolate fudge cake stout.
Wowee.
A deep and rich chocolate milk stout balancing roasted coffee, chocolate notes with sweetness, followed with fudge and caramel aromas. 5.5%, so not
should we crack it
horrifically
open?
If you want to, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds nice.
Empty your glass of water, and then I'll pour some in there. Let's have a little opening, I think. Oh, great brewery. Oh, that smells lovely.
Does it smell Christmassy?
It smells chocolatey. It smells... yes.
That's lively.
I love it already.
That's a lovely colour on that. I mean, the foam on that looks like caramel.
Yeah, there you go. Looks like caramel Coke.
Mmm.
Right, let's have a little taste.
Oh, wow. Oh, that smells so
that's
nice.
So good. It tastes quite strong. How much did you say it was?
5.5?
That's lovely. You see, this is very much a Christmas drink.
You wouldn't want
this in the summer at the beach.
No, and you wouldn't want a lot of it. One can of that is fine. Mm.
Absolutely lovely, Dan.
Oh, that's delicious.
Well, thank you. I didn't get you a present.
That's all right, mate. Well, you brought the non-alcoholic wine.
Yeah, I just had that in my bag, to be honest. I didn't know
wasn't...
I didn't know you were having a party. So.
Right, okay. Lucky you had something.
Yeah.
But anyway, you are a great landlord, and that is present enough for me.
Oh, well, thank you, Dan. You're a great regular, and it's been very enjoyable this year since we moved into the Correct Realm. And it's lovely that the citizens of the Correct Realm have taken to us so warmly.
Been very kind, haven't they?
I'll be honest. I expected at least a low level of abuse.
I thought there'd be a fair amount of backlash.
I thought there'd be a little bit of backlash, decent amount of backlash. I'd ignore it, but there's not really been the backlash.
No, it's been very nice.
Or if it has, it's on a social media I don't use.
Yeah.
Like Twitter.
Yeah, exactly.
So who knows? It might be out there somewhere, but I've not seen a lot of backlash. It's been a terrific time, and I think we will cheers our listeners now, Dan.
Yeah, wish them a very happy Christmas in the other realm.
Very happy Christmas, and we'll be back in the new year with more Moon Underwaters. Cheers.
Cheers.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.